We're celebrating the art and power of music all this month, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Northbridge Companies, and listeners like you. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
When I was 4 years old, we lived upstairs from my grandparents. The house had a three-season porch where my grandparents kept a floor-standing Victrola. I was too small to reach the top of it, so I stood on a chair to play my favorite record. I would wind up the spring mechanism and drop the needle on The Ride of the Valkyries, which was a recording of the Philadelphia Symphony Orchestra, Leopold Stokowski, conductor. I asked my grandmother what the music was about, but she was not schooled in classical music, and told me it was about horses from the fire brigade rushing to the fire. It was only when I was an adult that I found out the real story about the music, which incidentally is not from Apocalypse Now. I still have the record from the Victor Talking Machine Company, and I keep it as a fond memory of my childhood. Later, when I was in my early 20s, someone gave me an LP of Antonios Carlos Jobim's Stoneflower. I fell in love with his music and bossa nova in general. This introduced me to artists like Stan Getz, Charlie Byrd, and later Dave Brubeck. While I still enjoy classical music, I especially like a wide variety of jazz, and I'm happy to see that the future of jazz is bright with even the very young talent of those like Emily Bear and Joey Alexander. My name is Bill Hupper, and I am happily retired and live in Brewer. This is music that moves me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.